Na 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 da 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 da
singing together with Chavrus, and I'm just sleeping. Especially tonight, with so many. It's not that it's a tumidic a night, but it's bitl Torah tonight. It's bitl of a lot, you know what I mean? It's like, become like a product of your society, kind of, people. But it's important to know, to mechazik each other. There's no greater way to mechazik each other than dafkin, the darkest nights of the year. Chavrus coming together, singing the gunim. Especially again, like we said before, even tonight, like you think there's nothing going on tonight. Again, some of us are Chabad, some of us aren't, but tonight even Yudal Kislev, like what's going on Yudal Kislev? Oh, look at that. So it's the Lubavitcher Rebbe's anniversary. And like, look, you know, the Chever can get together for that. You know, we're holding 11 days away from Hanukkah. The Chever should get together, you know what I mean? It's an important thing.
Chever is so into that.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Coming together, you know? So I'll try to share. Yeah, two or three Torahs, not so long. Just to mechazik, they didn't sing more nigunim. But I should share something goes like this. Is that we see by Chanukah, that we know the mitzvah of Chanukah is to light at the Pesach of your bias. Pesach ha-bias mi b'chutz. Tafka at the Pesach. So what's this Indian in Avodas Hashem? Tafka ner Chanukah comes the Pesach ha-bias. Why the Pesach ha-bias? The opening to the house. So we know with the word Pesach is that one of the first times, I think it might be the first time we see the word Pesach in the Torah, is by the Indian of Cain and Hevel. You know, after Cain kills Hevel, Pasuk says, La Pesach Chatas Rovitz. Right, Nachman has a nice Indian list in the Likutei Moharan. You know, La Pesach Chatas Rovitz, that the Chatas is the sin, Chatas is the Satan, it's the Yitzhara. La Pesach, Davka at the Pesach, Chatas rovets. That's where the chatas. That's where the sin tries to rovets, trample a person. So the way that Indian goes is that that's why we light the Ner Chanukah, the Pesach Habayis. Dafka, that's why we have the mezuzah. Right? I think Sfarim say that mezuzah, you spell something out. I forgot how exactly that goes. The Arizal Kavana, that Yetzer or something like that. The Indian of the mezuzah is dafka to destroy the Yetzirah when you're going out to remind yourself that you're going versus the Yetzirah. That how it works? Shakai? Something like Yetzer B'Milo is the meat. The if you spell out the word Yetzer, I think it's Gematria Shakai. That's a shame. That's on the mezuzah. Dafka the Pesach Habayis. That's where the Chatas tries to get in. That's why the Satan tries to be Yonik from us. Dafka at the entrance to the house. What the Pesach Habayis represents also is that the way that the Satan thinks, the way that Amalek thinks, the way that Haman thinks, is that what? They don't go for the kill. They don't go for the kill that come out and say that I'm looking to kill you right now. Look to convince you, just to try to schmooze a little bit. So they didn't buy Yavan. They didn't buy Yavan. Yavan didn't want to kill us. That's why the difference between Purim also can say this, but the Indian of Chanukah is that we spin a dreidel. Why spin a dreidel? Because when you spin a dreidel, it's from the top. Right? You're controlling from the top. Because the Indian of the war we had versus Yavan, it had nothing to do with the guf. It was all about the what? They said you could be a guf, but no neshama. They tried to destroy the neshama of a Jew. That's the Indian by Yavan. So what they want to do, Yavan wants to engage in conversation with us. They want to have a Pesach in. A Pesach means that you open the door. And that's why if you look at the osios of Yavan, it's three of the same exact osios. It's a Yud, which is just a line, and then a Vav, which is just a bigger line, and then a Nun, which is just a bigger line. But how does the Yavan start? They start with just a small Nakuda, a Yud. Saying that what? Let's just start small. I'm not here to get you to become not from. I just want to talk. I just want to schmooze a little bit. Let's just schmooze a little bit. And then when Yavan grasps you, let's go out together. Let's become a Vav. And a Nun represents that you're pulled all the way below. It's pulled all the way to the bottom. That's the Indian of Yavan. They're sneaky. But their whole thing is that all they want is just a Pesach. They just want to get a little bit. Because they know that if they can get a little bit, they could come and they could destroy the whole thing. That's why it's Dafka, the Pesach HaBayis with the Ner Chanukah. So too, Kineged Yavan, which wants to be Yonik a little bit. You know what we say to Yavan? oh yeah, you want to come to the Pesach Habayis? We're going to light our Ner Chanukah there. To show you what? That we're not dealing with you at all. You have no shaychus. To destroy them at the Pesach, that what? There's no conversation. There's not even, don't even try to reason with me. It's Bechlal, zero. No way. I'm not interested in you. That's the thing that the Ner Chanukah come to combat that little bit of Yavan that they want to get from us. We see this whole Metzias by Ner Chanukah. Is that we know that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Is that what do we say by Yavan? It's a Yud, and then it's Mosif, to Vav, then to Anun. So you paskin like Beis Hillel when it comes to Ner Chanukah. And that what? Is that Mosif Veholich. Is that we start with a one. We start with one candle. But you know what the Indian is that we're also a little bit smart. We all say, if you just give me a Pesach, then what? Then you can grow. And then you have one, and one becomes two, and becomes three. And you see that what? Because you started with just a little bit, boom, it's Mosif into Kedusha. That's the Indian by the word Mosif is like Yosef. That's why Yosef HaTzadik, the Parshas of Chanukah is all about Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because the whole Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is Mosif HaHolich, Mosif. See, Yosef HaTzadik is always on the run. He's never stopping. He's moving. See, Daf, the second that we'll come to a different Torah, see, the second Yosef's born, what happens? Boom, let's go. We got to start moving. The second he's born, Yaakov says, okay, we're packing up, let's go. Then by Yosef. You see, this week, Vayishlach starts out by Yishlach, moving the camps, moving here. Then Yosef's going to Mitzrayim. Yosef's going here, he's going there. He's being taken out of Mitzrayim. You never see, Yosef never stops. Most of Holich. That's the Indian, because why? When it's just a little bit of Kedusha, boom, you can go somewhere with that. After the Zerah Kodesh, the Rapshitzer says a remez, is that he says by parts of Vayikra. The Vayikra, we know it's Vav Yud Kuf Reish, and the Aleph of Vayikra is called an Aleph Zeira. It's a small Aleph. You look in the Sefer Torah, it's a very small Aleph. So why is it a small Aleph? So the Zerah Kodesh has in his Likutim at the end of parts of Vayikra, he says that because Aleph, like we say in Shir Hashim, we say Pischi Li Achosi Kala. Right, so the way it's what if you look at the Mefarshim, Pischi Liachusi, Hashem says, "You open for me like a chudo shomachat. You open me from like an eye of a needle. Vani eftach lo pischo sheulam." Hashem says, "You just make a little bit of an opening for me, and I'm going to open up everything for you." That's why the Zohar Kodesh says that Pischi Liachusi. The Rosh Tevos says Aleph, and Dafka a small Aleph, because Hashem says to us, "All I want is just one little bit. Doesn't have to be a big Aleph even. It's just one. It can be the smallest thing. I just want to see if there's a Pesach." Hashem says, if you give me a Pesach, I'll open that for you big time. That's why if you look at the Nes of Chanukah, look at all the beginning to like, beginning to the Shulchan Aruch on Chanukah, beginning to Aruch HaShulchan. It all speaks about how it was just one light they lit and boom, it just added eight. Where did those eight come from? It came from the Borei Olam. Hashem saw that we had a Ratzim to do one. All we wanted was one. Hashem says, I see that you wanted one, I'm going to open it for you big time. Dafka to get to number eight, which is once you get to the number eight, you know, previous. Once you get to number eight, you're free. We know that 8 represents 50. Nun Sharabim, right? Because you have 7 times 7. Right? So 7 Sviros. And if Nichla Olam, 7 times 7, 49. So 49 is the number of Teva. But 50 is the number that's the Malam Minat Teva. So that's the whole Indian of Chanukah. Chanukah is the number 8. Right? So it's Olam Habina. You know that Yovel is 50 years. Once you get to Yovel, everything what? You're free. It's called Alma Dcheres. And it's freedom from everything. You go to Malam Minat Teva from Mamash, from everything. But that's the Indian of Chanukah. Hashem just says a Pesach HaBayis. Lamp the Pesach HaBayis. Why? To combat that Yavan. To know that what? If you give me a little bit, Hashem says, it's most of Holich from there. Then everything's going to be expanding for you. So now this, with this Indian, you could say a nice remez, built on something that the Ariya Kaddish says. If you look at the Kavanos Narizal in Ashrei, when you say the word Poseach Es Yadecha. So if you look at Poseach Es Decha, it's Mamash Malay of Kavanos. Mamash, even in the most Pashit Seder, even in Arts Seder, it says, have extra kavanah on this word. Meaning that, like, that's still, why is he telling me that? Have extra kavanah, you know what I mean? Even the most, like, average guy, like, you ever realize in shul, the most modern shul, you'll always have your guy who, like, the second they start Ashrei, it doesn't take you more than 3 seconds, but all of a sudden, what? Because his neshama is telling him that there's something here. Right? There's something going on here. So why? So this is what the Arizal says. The Arizal says, when you say Poseach Es Yadecha, it says, Al tikre Yadecha Elo Yudecha. Okay? It says, don't read it. Again, we have to read Poseach Es Yadecha. But the Arizal says, don't read it. Al tikre Poseach Es Yadecha Elo Poseach Es Yudecha. Open up the Yuds. So, just as a tangent, but to come, not to get caught on this, if you know what this is talking about a little bit, you ever wonder why in the Siddur, a lot of times, how is Hashem's name written? Yud and Yud. You ever wonder why that is? It's just like we're used to this, right?
Yud and Yud, it's the beginning of the of Shemavaya.
Very good, very good. So you never seen this before? So in a lot of Siddurim, in this it won't be like that, but in a lot of regular Siddurim, it'll have Hashem's name as a Yud and Yud. So most people just get familiar. Oh, that's Hashem's name is Yud and Yud. Why not Dalet and Dalet? Why not Tough and Tough? Right? Yeah, it's there.
Last line, your second last line.
See?
Ah, yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying, everyone's seen that. Yeah. No, it's just, again, we don't stop to realize these things.
Right.
But it's just normally the way things go. So now, I'll explain to you what's going on here. I don't know if it's going to be in here. Do I have a sitter here? Oh, a sitter.
Oh, it'll be by benching.
Huh?
Why are
you
by benching?
Here? Benching is different.
But look, if you look,
it's the same puzzle.
I know, but it's still a different thing. If you look at when it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, trying to think where it would be.
Smart.
Oh, you know, if I have,
I told me the last actually. Can you check for a second?
Just
see what's going on over here.
Yavan.
Yeah, okay, ready? Look. So you see this? Here, look, if you look at this sitter, when you see, look, you see this? Whoever sees this? B'tzei Hashem. So you see how Hashem spelled? Yud Aleph Hey Dalid Yud Vav Nun Hey Yud. So that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. How do we say Yud Kei Vav Kei? We say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's how we pronounce it. So it's called the Shiluv Havaya Adnas. Okay? It's Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's each letter, meaning that Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So you have Yud, then Aleph. Yeah? You have Hey, then Dalet.
Okay, within it?
Within it, exactly. It's each word, each letter. It means Yud, then Aleph. Hey, then Dalet. Vav, then Nun. Hey, then Yud. Okay? So what's the first letter?
Yud.
Yud. What's the last letter?
Yud.
Yud. So the Kavana is that the Rizal saying is Posech es Yudecha, Atikar Yudecha el Yudecha. Make an opening between those two Yuds of the Shem Havaya and Adnes. Now it's good to think about it. Is that Dafka? How many letters are in there? No, in Yud Kei Vav Kei Alf Dal Nun Yud 8. A lot of Shechas to Chanukah. Okay, we're not going to get into that now, but it has a lot of Shechas to Chanukah. That in Yichud Yud Kei Vav Kei, not for now, but think about it. So come back to what we said before. Yeah, so what we're up to right now is a what? In the Arizal is Posech Es Yadecha Atrei Yadecha Ela Yudecha. So what's the Arizal telling us that Dafka to make a Pesach Posech Es Yudecha? What's happening here? So we know that what's a Jew called? A Yid is called a Yid. A Yid is from, it's a Yud. We're called a Yud. That's what a Jew is called, a Yud. A Yid, we pronounce it as Yid, right? But it's Yiddish. It's Yiddish Anachas. It's a Yud. So a Jew is called himself what? We're called a Yud. Why are we called a Yud? Why? Something to think about. Why? That the nature of who we are as people, we're called Yudin. Why are we called Yidin? So when it's telling you to poseach as yud as yadecha, poseach as yudecha, we know what Hashem's telling us? Is that open up within yourselves. Open up yourself to find out why you're a yud. What's your shaykhus to the Indian of yud? So now we could say Rem is like this. Is that we said before, where do you light the Ner Chanukah? At the Pesach. So poseach, zeosios Pesach. And what's it telling you to make at the Pesach of your bias? Es yodecha. Open up a yud. What's the sinning of the Yud at the Pesach Bir Bais? So we know in the Nigin of Bar Yochai, and Nachman quotes this, is that what does it say? It says, Bar Yochai, Yud Chachma Keduma. Nimshach L'chvod Apenima, Laman Vez Nesivos Reishas Truma, Ad Keruv Mimshach Zevarecha. It says, Bar Yochai, Yud Chachma Keduma. So we see from there, it's a passing in Tanakh, that Yud refers to Chachma. Anyway, we know that in the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we know that Yud represents Chachma, Hey represents Bina, Vav represents Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, which is six spheros, and Hey represents Malchus. But you see that the Yud represents Chachma. So Yud represents Chachma. Yud Chachma Keduma. And we know that when we speak about Chachma, Shemen represents Chachma. Only if Shemen is Chachma, the Rizal says you have to be Chavin, Kavanos, when you write, well, not for now, but the Indian of Chachma, Yud Chachma, that's where Shemen comes from Chachma. So what else do we see that Shaykh to Chachma? We say in Eish Yisrael, Pia, Pascha, B'Chachma. So What do you see from there? That you have a Pascha, which is Pesach, Dafgat Chachma. See, that this Indian of the Yud is Shaykh to the Pesach. Because Chachma is Yud, like we just saw from the Zohar Kaddish. So therefore, at this Pesach, you have to come with a Yud. So why do you come with a Yud? So there's an Indian that the Zohar Kaddish says, the Rapture says, that the Pasuk says, Me oivai tichakmeni mitzvasecha. Davnach says until him. So it doesn't mean Me oivai tichakmeni. It says, from my enemies I learn. What do you learn from enemies? Sometimes you can see what your enemy's doing and you learn strategies from there. So who's the enemy that's attacking us at the Pesach of Rabbayis? Yavan. What do they attack us with? What's the first letter of Yavan? Yud. Because that's how Yavan starts. They attack us saying that all I want is just a little bit at the Pesach Rabbayis. Give me a little bit. Give me a Pesach. So we have to attack them back, saying, no, you know why? What a Jew brings to his Pesach also? I'm also going to bring a little bit. So what's my little bit? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to light in Avuka. You're not allowed to light a Madura. Why? Because it can't be a big light. It has to be Dafka, a small light. That's why Dafka, Ner Chanukah, you light the Pesach HaBayis. Telling you what? That all I need is just that little bit, and that's Mevatel all the Choshech of Yavan. To combat that, because you know that what? When it comes to Choshech and Or, Choshech is Mevatel, even by if you're in a dark room, if you're in a pitch black room, and you bring one candle, can you get through the room? Yeah, you can get through the entire room. Why? Because one little or is mevatel all the choshech. That's in that Hashem's telling us at the Pesach of our bias. That what? Just a little bit. And when a Jew starts with just that little bit, it can take you to the furthest places. Halacha of Chanukah is dafka built on the what? The Mosif HaHolich. And that's when we take down Yavan. So we said before that how do we know that the Indian of the Sitra Achra, of the Satan that tries to beat us at the Pesach? Because the Pasuk says La Pesach Chatas Rovitz. Right, that the Chatas is waiting at your Pesach Abayis. So I'll tell you a couple Ramazim that I mamish think are gold. So Pesach Chatas Rovitz. So La Pesach is Gematria 518, is Gematria exactly La Hadlik Ner Chanukah. And in Halacha, why do we light the Pesach Abayis? For Pirsu Menisa. Pirsu Menisa also is Gematria La Pesach. So the Indian that you're doing there is the Hadlik Ner Chanukah. And for what? To beat the Chatas Rovitz. To beat this enemy that's attacking you. So who's the enemy that's attacking you? So I know that in Gematria, Nun Sofit, right, the Sofits are Chav Sofit is 500, Mem Sofit 600, Nun Sofit 700, Pei Sofit is 800, Tzadik Sofit is 900. So Nun Sofit is 700. So Yavan, Yud Vav Nun. How much do you get? 16 and 716. So Yavan, 716, Gematria, exactly, Chatas Rovitz. Because who's waiting for you at that Pesach Abayis? It's Dafka the Chatas Rovitz is waiting for you. And Yavan's attacking at that Chatas Rovitz. What do you need? But as long as you have La Pesach, what's Gematria La Pesach? The Hadlik Ner Chanukah, Mevatel all that Choshech of Yavan. But it's all about that Pesach. It's all about who's at the beginning. Where's your Pesach? But that's why if you see this week's Parsha, right, you're holding by Yishlach already. How does Esav come to Yaakov? How does he approach Yaakov? How many people does he come with?
400.
400 is what? Is the biggest number in the Aleph base, from Aleph to Taf. Is that a lot of times what the Satan does, see this is Esav's derech, not Yavan's derech, what Esav does, he tries to tell us that what? In order to be successful, you have to have a lot. That's why he comes with what? He comes with 400 men. Right? He comes with the biggest amount of men. And what does Yaakov come with? What do you see that Yaakov gets right before Esav meets Esav? Ayivasa Yaakov Levada. Mamash alone. He's one. He's Aleph. Sfarim bring down that Yaakov got to the highest madriga possible for a human being to get to is to get the Levada. Yaakov gets there. And that's how he approaches Esav. And who wins the battle? Yaakov wins the battle. Yaakov beats the Malach. Yeah, Yaakov gets injured. We know that that's in of Chanukah is to fix that pagam in the Midas of Hod. But why? But the whole thing in the Esav that you have to learn from Esav is that Esav comes with what? He comes with a lot. And Yaakov teaches us this point of Parsha. No, that's not the Derech. That's why last week's Parsha, 2 weeks ago Parsha, you see that what is when Rivka wants to trick Yitzchak to get the brachos, what does Yaakov say? Esav's a big hairy man. Vani, vanochi ish, chalak. So it means that what? I'm just smooth skinned person. I want to say that. No. You know Yaakov saying? Anochi ish chalak. Chalak same as chilek. Yaakov says, I'm a person who's mechabe de chilek. Esav says, I need big. I need everything to be huge. I need a lot. Yaakov says, no. Even if I just have a little bit, if I just have a Pesach, I can get through there. That's all metzias to Yaakovinu. ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachlasa. Dafka Yaakov, right? Because Yaakov, someone says that the little bit matters to me, and that's what I want. That's why we're not called Avram, we're not called Yitzchak, we're called Yisrael. When does Yaakov become Yisrael? This week's parsha, when he beats Esau. That's the Indian of Yisrael. It's an Ish Yisrael. It says what all I need is I just need a little bit. That's what Zera Kodesh says, that in order to become Yisrael, you first have to be Yaakov. What's Yaakov? What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? Now, within the word Yaakov, you have Ekev. And within the word Yisrael, you have Rosh. Zera Kodesh says that in order to get to being a Rosh, you have to know how to be Mechabed the Ekev Asa. Ekev means what? That when you can appreciate a little bit, then you can be a Rosh. But if you've become a Rosh right away, which is the whole name of Esav, everything about Esav is that where's Esav buried? And where's Esav buried?
His head is in.
Because his head was Kedusha. Because he wanted Kedusha. But the rest of his body, he didn't mechabit his body at all. Therefore, he didn't get, where's Yaakov buried? His full body's in there. Why? Because he mechabit every little part of his body. And that's how he gets in. And that's the end of a Jew. Dafka at the Pesach. The Pesach's telling you, so I learned Ner Chanuk at the Pesach Abayas, tell you that what a little bit matters. When a Jew can be mechabit the chilek, and can grab onto that chilek and say, this matters to me, this little bit, that's how you can be mevatel Yavan. Just as Yavan comes to fight with just the Yud, and they try to build Yud to Avav to Anun, so we have to say also, I have to fight you by doing what? I'm going to light one Ner. I don't need it to be eight Neros right away. Because when you start with one, then you can build to two, to three, to four, to five, to six, to seven, to eight. But if you come saying, I need eight right away, that's not how we paskin. That's not the Derek right now. That's why the whole Metzius is, we know that everything about this month of the year is that Chanukah is called a Regel. Again, this is for a separate time. But we see a big Indian by the Indian of Regel. To say a remez on this Indian regel is that we know we have a halacha that what? It's a pasuk in Tehillim says what? Yelchu mechayil el chayil. That a Jew has to know how to go step by step. That's the derech. The Indian of Chanukah is very much shaykh to Eitz HaChaim. Not for now, I'll tell you a remez on this. Yelchu mechayil el chayil. So Yelchu mechayil el chayil is Gematria 233. It's Gematria exactly Eitz HaChaim. And that's why who's our ushpizin during Chanukah? Is Yosef and Tzadik. So if you take Yosef and you spell Yosef Mila, it means you spell out the letter Yud, spell out the letter Vav, spell out the letter Samach, spell out the letter Pei, it's Gematria exactly Eitzachai. Because that's what's going on this time of the year. That the end of Yosef's tongue, that's what means Davka Eitzachai. How? By going little by little. Step by step. And that's Mivata Yavan. Because Yavan attacks us and they get so many people caught on that. You ever realize that you catch a person in the middle of, let's say, a Yerida, or someone whose mom is lost completely. Say, how did this happen to you? He says, I have no idea. It just started. One day, it's because you weren't misborn in it. You didn't realize that Yavan attacked you like that. Yavan got to you. Because what they start with a little bit, they don't want you to realize. Then you have to realize that also, as long as I'm a chabed a little bit also, then what? Then Yavan can't catch me because I'm a vato then like that. So again, that's why the Pesach, it's going to actually Hadik Ner Chanukah, Chatas Rove, it's going to actually Yavan. So be zochet, to mamish, be making ourselves for this battle that's going with Yavan. Again, we know that Hachana, right, the foundation for everything that Jew does is the preparation you do. That's why Hachana is Gematria 80, is Gematria exactly Yisod. Because the Hachana you do for something, that's going to be the foundation of what it is. If a person shows up to Chanukah, you're not going to have a Gevaldik Chanukah. Unless you're a Tzadik Yisod Olam. But for us, we have to be Mechid. So it's Mamash Eschus that we're coming together on this night where so many people are just wasting away their time, Mamash with nothingness. And we come together. We want to sing a little bit, want to learn Torah a little bit, want to chazik ourselves a little bit. Siyat Hashemayim, b'zochet to enter into that gate of Chanukah, do the proper Achana, b'zochet to that Or of Mashiach, which is the Or of Gunas of Chanukah, b'siyat Hashemayim.